Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you once again, my radio listeners. This is Pastor Ola Starling with the Anointed Word International Ministries. And I pray that God has been good to you. And I pray, praise God, that you have stayed connected with Him throughout this day. Because I let you know, let me let you know today, that there is nothing that we can do of ourselves. But in Him, we can do all things. Thank God for allowing me once again to come before you. Praise God, I'm just blessed and happy to be, praise God, one that He can use in this time. And I just want to let you know once again that we are living in the last days. Not some days, the last days. And I know, praise God, that many of us have said, and so many of us have stated that, you know, everybody say that, the last days. Well, I remember when I was a little girl, my grandmother used to say things to me that I see today. And she's been dead and gone over 60 years now. And I let you know that what she had said is surely coming to pass. So I just want to say something to you today. Let us get ourselves connected to the real God, the real Jesus, and stay connected. Because, my friend, there are things that's going to happen that you have no knowledge of. The devil is keeping it hidden. But I heard the word say that he would not let anything come upon us unaware. He will warn us before it even happens. He said, I'll show you the enemy before he come nigh your dwelling. And tonight, I just thank God tonight, and I'm glad to be here. And I just want to let you know that this program is sponsored by Happy Feet Program. Praise the Lord. God is blessing. He is good, as good as He can be. And I tell you, I would not give Him up for anything in this universe, because I am aware and I know that everything is going down but the Word of God. There will be nothing standing, but the Word will stand forever. Praise the Lord. And I pray, praise God, that you can hear this message and go and get your friends, get your loved ones, get your unsaved loved ones. Allow them, praise God, to come and taste and oh, see that the Lord is good. He is good and He's indescribable delicious. Yes, He is. And I just want to say to you tonight, we're going to go into a word of prayer. And we're going to pray, praise God, because prayer is the foundation of everything. Praise God, prayer, prayer. If with America would pray, as God would act, has asked them to do, many things that are happening now would even not even be happening. But because we have made our own gods and we do what we want to do because we figure it is our life. But let me tell you this, it is not your life. He gave it and He will take it. He put the breath in you and He will take it out of you because it belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing on this earth you own. Nothing. You don't even own your house. Because if the government wants to take your house right now, he can take it and nothing you can do about it. They can take your house and there's not one thing that you could say or do to make them change their mind. That's what they want to do. You have nothing. And if you don't have Christ, you really don't have nothing. Because I know that He is the one that will sustain us. And tonight I want to go into prayer. And I want to pray to the Father tonight to take us and to protect us and shield us and watch over us and guide us and give us that peace that we're looking for and that peace that we're searching for. And that connection that we are lacking, the connection we don't have, is just like thought of power and life. If you ain't got no connection, you don't have no life. That's as simple as that. You have no connection, you have no life. Amen. But you need that spiritual connection tonight. I mean, many of us, praise God, we're going through. But even in all of that, do you not know that the Lord can bring you out? Oh, I'm a testimony. He can deliver you from any situation that you're in. But if you could trust him, he will bring you out. Amen. But tonight we're going to go into prayer. And I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for giving me the keys, praise God, of your kingdom. The keys of spiritual authority, Father. What is I bind is bound, and what I loose is loose. In the name of Yahshua, your son Jesus' name, I ask you to loose me from all soul ties of the past and partners and ungodly relationships. And please, Father God, I reach all the tentacles of those sexual bondages, praise God, and sexual, praise God, ideas and sexual, praise God, imagination. Father God, just root them up in the name of Jesus. And Father God, even to the spirit of emotion and longing and dependency on other things and other people, engaging, praise God, and enslaving thoughts, Father, I bound and I renounce and resist any evil spirits that have reinforced those soul ties or may have been, praise God, transformed to me, praise God, through evil associations. Father, cleanse me with your word. Wash me with the hyssop of your word, O God. Please, Father, cleanse my soul and help me to be able to forget all illicities and unities of those that, praise God, is not godly ties. Father God, free me, my soul, totally, Father God, from uncleanliness and unconnected with evil thoughts. Father, do it, because I know that you're able. Father, I receive your forgiveness from the past, sexual sin. I believe, Father, I am totally forgiven. Because you said in your word, if I confess it with my mouth and believe it in my heart, then you, praise God, you will wash me, praise God. You will wash me. And Father God, you said you will take all of the sin that I've asked you to remove, and you will put them in the sea of forgetfulness, and you will remember them no more. And Father, I believe that you can do it, Father. I believe that you have did it. You did it already. And I believe, praise God, I am totally forgiven. Thank you, Father, for remembering my sins no more. And thank you for cleansing me from all unrighteousness I committed, praise God, myself to you by your grace. Your grace is sufficient for me. Please keep me, Father God, in the Holy Spirit. And keep me, praise God, because I desire to be kept. And I will praise you, Yahshua. And Abba, Father, in Yahshua's mighty name, I ask you once again to shut any doorways of demonic access opening to my life by ungodly soul ties and any other sort of sexual sins and sin, praise God, that is not, praise God, pleasing in your sight. And I ask you to seal those doorways, yes, forever with the blood of the Lamb and shed it what you shed it on the cross of Calvary. And I thank you, Father, for doing this in your son's name, Yahshua. And Father God, I thank you for in the name of Yahshua. You have put me in, praise God, give me the authority to put on the whole arm of God, the love, so that I may abide to stand against the wiles of the devil. Praise God, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities and against powers and against, praise God, the wickedness in high places. We wrestle, praise God, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. And I will stand with all the evil of the day, and having done all to stand, O God, I girdle up my lion with the truth, and I put on the breastplate of righteousness, which is the faith and love, and Father, your word, which is the truth. It is the entire weapon I need for warfare. Hallelujah. My feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace in Yahshua's name. In Yahshua, I have peace with all mankind. And I am a minister of reconciliation, O God. I take the shield of faith, and I'm able to quench all the fiery dots of the wicked one, that old Satan, that devil, that Lucifer. And praise God, I thank you for the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, that it cuts asunder, protecting me through all trials, tests, and temptation, and even through tribulation. The word cuts to the pieces in the snare of the enemy. It cuts the enemy in snare. Praise God, to cut it in pieces. And Father, the whole armor, praise God, that I wear, I'm protected. So I can always pray with all prayers and supplication in the spirit and watching with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, hallelujah. And for me, praise God, the utterance will be given to me. And Father God, I open my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel. And Father, because you stated it in Psalms 91, praise God, you said, Father, I say, Father, I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and I abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I say of the Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress, my God. In you I trust. And you deliver me from the snare of the folly and from the noisy pestilence. And I thank you that I am covered with your feathers and under your wings, God. I do trust. Your trust is my shield and my buckler. Father God, you fasten me in, God. You buckle me in, Lord. When I'm going through a trial, I buckle in, Father. And you protect me. And Father, I thank you. I am not afraid of the terror by day or the arrow by night or even the arrow that comes there, praise God, at me in noonday. I do not fear, hallelujah, the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that casteth at noonday. Me, praise God, 1,000 shall fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come nigh me, hallelujah. I shall see, praise God, the reward of the wicked with my eyes, hallelujah, because I have made you, Lord, my refuge and my Most High, my habitation. No evil shall befall me, and neither shall any plague come near my dwelling, near my children, my family, my loved ones, praise God. None of it shall come nigh me, and I thank you, Lord, that you have given your angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways, and they, praise God, shall bear me up in their hands. Lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. And praise God, you praise God, I shall tread upon the lions and the adders and the young lions and the dragon. Shall thy temper, praise God, I will trample him under my feet. And Father, because I set my love upon you, you knew, you, Father, you have delivered me. And I thank you that you have set me, praise God, on a high, because I know your name. Your name is Yahshua. Your name is Jesus. Hallelujah. I call upon you and you answer me. And I thank you, praise God, that you are with me in trouble. Hallelujah. And you deliver me, praise God, and honor me. And praise God, you have satisfied me with a long life and show me your salvation. Father, I thank you in the name of Yahshua. And go, my glorious God, I acknowledge that you are worthy of all honor, glory, praise. And I'm thankful for the victorious work of your son, Yahshua, God. I thank you, Yahshua, at Calvary, you died for me. And I appreciate his victory for myself now, hallelujah, as I am willingly surrendering every area of my life to your will. Thank you for the forgiveness and the righteousness that has been given to me as your adopted child. Praise God, thank you, praise God, for being adopted into the family of God. I trust in your protection, and I know provision daily. I know that your love for me never ceases. I rejoice in your victory, O God. O Lord, over all the principalities and the powers of heaviness, in faith, my God, I stand in your victory. Yes, Lord, in your victory I stand. And praise God, I stand and still stand. But Father, I know, praise God, you care for me. And I thank you, Father God. Father God, and I stand in your victory and commit myself to you to live obediently for you as my king. I desire that my fellowship with you become greater. Reveal to me those things that grieve you and enable the enemy to secure an advantage in my life. I need the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. Praise God, the power for ministry in my life, bringing conviction of sin and repentance of heart, strengthening my faith and my increasing perseverance, praise God, in resisting temptation. Help me to die to self and walk in the victory of the new creation that you have provided for me. And let the fruit, praise God, of the Spirit flow out of my life so that you will be glorified through my life. And I know that it is is your will that I should stand firm and resist all the enemy's work against me. Help me, praise God, to discern, hallelujah, the attack upon the thoughts and the emotion, and enable me to stand upon your word and resist all the accusation and praise God and praise God and the condemnation that are heard against me. It is my desire to be transformed through the renewing of my mind so that I would not compromise with the ways of the world or yield to the enemy's attack, but be obedient to your will. Father, I thank you as I draw, praise God, upon those spiritual resources that you have provided for me. And I attack the stronghold and the plan of the enemy that has been put in place against me. I command in the name of Yahshua that, praise God, you, praise God, in your hands. You hold me in the palm of your hand. Least, praise God, I dash my foot against a stone, I shall tread upon the adders. I shall, praise God, win. I am a winner. I am victoriously. And Father God, I thank you because you are the God of the universe. You, praise God, are the God of all mankind. And Father, I thank you for your words tonight because, praise God, your word is true. And praise God, your word is life. And Father, I thank you once again for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. For your grace and your mercy is sufficient. Your grace and your mercy is sufficient. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you. God, speak to the heart of the sinners tonight. Speak to them, praise God, and let them know there is a chance. They still have a chance. They still have a chance to come to you tonight. Let them know that you are standing with outstretched arms, saying, come as you are. I will not cast you out. What does that mean? It means you don't have to dress up for him. You don't have to put your cigarettes down. Don't you stop your homemonger, your prostitution, your praise God, your homosexuality. Come as you are and allow him to clean you up. If he can clean me up, he surely can clean you. Ah, God, you may worship, but maybe by casa. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. He is a right now God, a right now God. And he's able to do all things except fail. God, we thank you tonight for your word, because your word is true. Father, let them know that they have a chance. They have a chance to come and be saved, for eternal life is given. We thank you once again, Father. We praise you, and I adore you tonight. Now, Father, allow your word to come forth with clarity, with understanding, praise God, that they may understand the words which you've spoken here tonight. We ask it all in your name, Yahshua. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. But tonight, I want to speak to you about things, a subject that we all go through and we all deal with because, praise God, we are human. We are human, praise God, it's going to be there, but you must learn how to destroy it, because if you don't destroy it, it will destroy you. And tonight, I want to ask a question. Strongholds. What exactly is a stronghold? Is somebody holding you that you can't get away? Somebody's holding you, you can't break loose? Well, this can still fall into the same category as that, as just an example. Because anything strong is something that's holding you, trying to control you, or it wants to have control over you. The stronghold is called incorrect thinking that has molded itself into our way of thinking. Now, what do you think? When something is coming up in your mind and you just dwell on it, and you don't rebuke it, or you don't try, praise God, to cast it down, or you don't speak, praise God, death to it, it grows. It molds itself into your way of thinking. And these strongholds have the capability to affect your feelings, how we respond to various situations in life. And they play a large role, a large role in our spirituality of freedom from strongholds. Now, a stronghold comes to destroy and stay until you are destroyed. Strongholds are built upon deception and error. Deception, meaning a lie. It stays long enough in your mind till it makes you think what you're thinking is true when it's all a lie. And these things come from the devil himself, because he is the father of lies. And he makes it feel like what you're thinking is right and there's no other way to think it. And so what he does, he comes to just lean on it. He stay on that same stuff. He stay in there. He keep popping it in there. No, you can't do this because, see, that's not right. You know, that's not. He's giving you only what he wants you to have, because it's called, what he gives you is a dose of deception, which from strongholds can come from a variety, and a wide variety of sources, including our environment, including praise goes those that are around us, our parents, even to demonic spirits. There's some things that we have been taught with our parents back in the day that we can't let it go, even though it's not true and it's not right, but it's still a part of us, because we can't siphon it out. We can't get rid of it because it's part of God. My mama told me this. My mama did this right here, but it's not right. So it becomes a stronghold, something that's holding you. Now, everything mama told us wasn't right now. Because everything, praise God, we tell our children is not correct either. We want it to be. But when they take it and they use it, it becomes a stronghold that can come from wide varieties of sources. And praise God, including our environment, those around us, our parents, or even demons. It still can happen just like that. So what we have to learn to do is to, so we can I don't know what happened, but it's okay. That's okay. You know, God is still good. And as we were saying, praise God, we have to realize that we're dealing with strongholds, and strongholds in our life today. Praise God, it causes us, praise God, to fall into ruts. It causes us, praise God, to become into a spirit of depression. Praise God, things are not working. It's in our environment. It's around us. And sometimes, praise God, we feel, praise God, we're around individuals, praise God, that I have dealt with people that have been picked up demons. Then, you know, and then the demon quickly builds one or more strongholds in their mind that must be later torn down. You can't, praise God, function with demonic bondages and strongholds. It is a person who has a demon behind their stronghold. They find it necessarily or nearly impossible to tear it down, and they keep tearing it down. This is because, praise the Lord, the demon will be working hard at rebuilding and holding those strongholds in place. See, the devil don't want you to get the word. And when you get the word is going to tear down these strongholds. This is why he keeps you away from the word of God. This is why he keeps you from hearing the word of God. Because the word of God is a dynamite, praise God, to tear down those strongholds in your life. And he will continue, praise God, to build those strongholds. He will build those strongholds in your life. He will continue to build them because he wants to build a place that he can come and find refuge, praise God, and cause you, praise God, to be depressed and talking about suicidal and all this type of thing, because this is what he does. This is what he was meant to do. You have to understand, he'll tell you something, and then he'll tell you, you know that it's a lie, but you can't break from it because, praise God, you have no word to turn to tear down these little buildings that he's setting up in your mind. They will become, you know, counterfeit, continuing, praise God, to deal with you, to cause you to be confused. And that person, praise God, that he's building those things in his mind, they become weak. They become confused. And they will praise God. Continue praise God. Fighting with it, praise God, because they have no effort to tear it down. It would seem as if they are hitting a brick wall. And even if they seem to make progress, it seems like their effort, guess what, are not, praise the Lord, in the effort they're making is not even, praise God, something that they want to do, but they can't do no more because guess what? The devil got them bound. It seems in vain because it keeps coming back. Then you must understand, people, the devil can't do nothing to you until he gets your mind. When he gets your mind, he have you. This is the case. Then the person likely has a demon which is inside them, and he keeps rebuilding, and trying to hold that stronghold in place. He don't want to leave. He got a place that he loves to be. He has a place, praise God, he could find refuge. The demon should be driven out, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and then the stronghold will come down much easier and not be so quick to return. But if you don't have the word in you, you have no fight power. How do you tear down strongholds? Since strongholds are built up errors and falsehood, it is through the truth that you tear down such faulty thinking patterns. Strongholds are built when we accept and receive error. Receive error and begin to meditate on them. It's a form of your mind. What is known as imitation. The Bible says, if you think upon these things, love, pure, happiness, joy, all these things you think about. But you give yourself over to the enemy because when he speaks and comes into you with these imaginations, you take hold to him and start playing games with him. And then when it gets so strong, you can't get rid of it. But you must resist the devil. And he will flee from you. That is a false conception that we believe to be true, but in reality it is not. The Bible speaks about these imaginations and shows us how they can be torn down. In 2 Corinthians 10:4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. 2 Corinthians 10:4. Casting down what? Imagination. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and brings us into captivity. Every thought to be obedience of Christ. He's showing us what we can do. They're going to come, but you don't have to give them place and room to stay. Renewing of your mind and pulling down. We know that strongholds and imagination must be cast down. But how? By being transformed through the renewing of your mind. So what are those strongholds out there in your mind? The devil is playing with your mind. Yes, Romans 12:2 said, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. You got to transform your mind by the renewing of your mind. You got to renew it. That you may prove what is that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. As your mind are renewed. Renewing the mind is like getting a new pair of shoes. When the old ones get bad, you go get a new one. We may prove discerning what is good, acceptable, perfect, and the will of God. These things are some of the very everything that some old raises themselves against us. Many people are caught up in shame. Base thinking, and do not realize that it is God's will and it is his good. It's good for them to what? Disassociate themselves from their past. Praise the Lord. This is when people come around me talking negative. Look, I'll get back with you. I got to go. I'm going to get back with you. I don't want your negative thoughts with me. Don't come talking around me negative with your disbelief. Strongholds. The mind needs to be renewed. And as those strongholds come down, they will be able to see God's will and respond. How are your mind renewed and cleansed? Oh, you mean renewed and we got to clean it too? Yes. And through the washing of the word. You have to clean your mind through the washing of the word of God. Minds are transformed and strongholds are torn down. Spending time and meditating on the word of God. Washing our minds and correcting our faults. Thinking patterns. Your thinking pattern is bad. Everything you say is negative. Everything you think about is negative. Every reaction you do is negative. What can you get from that? Nothing but negative. And the strongholds catch hold. Yes, Ephesians 5, 26 and 7, that he might sanctify and cleanse us with the washing of the word by his word. That he might present it. What does he present to us? To present it to us, to himself, a glorious church. Now, so God can't deal with you. You guys, you got strongholds in your life. You got imitation thoughts running through your mind. And then guess what? So all of that becomes what? Sin. He said, I want to present to myself a glorious church, people. This is why I keep saying to you, your church, you go and sit in every Sunday, that building, that is not the church. You are the church. Your mind, your spirit must be cleansed. Not having spots nor wrinkles or any such thing, that it should be holy and without blemish. Oh, my goodness. Holy. Ash. Thank you, Father. Holy and without blemish. And as we meditate and wash our minds with God's word, we will be transformed by the renewing of our minds, and we will come to know the will of God and discern what is right, perfect, and good. Strongholds, our strongholds, which we are based upon error and deception, will not stand a chance at the light of God's word. Truth is shedded upon those areas of your mind. You must have the word of God in you. If you don't have it, you need to put it in you. Spiritual warfare and strongholds. You see, I think too many people make strongholds out to be a complex subject. No, it's not a complex subject. Strongholds are merely incorrect thinking patterns. They are patterns in our minds that are programmed to think contrary to the truth. To think contrary to the truth. Now, just for instance, a common scenario is where a person feels dirty, guilty, and is shameful of their past. They are so used to thinking about their past that it's driven the person to think and feel like a failure. My friend, when you know who the Lord Jesus Christ is, and you confess your sin, thank you, Father. He said, I will put them in the seat of forgetfulness. I will remember your sins no more. Now, it doesn't matter who think about what you used to be, but the Bible stated, when I become a new creature in Christ, old things are passed away, and behold, new things take place. Because that I once hated, I now love, and that I once loved, I now hate. So I'm not a failure. You're the one to fail because you're trying to think about my past, and God done gave me a brand new future. And they feel unworthy to have a close, intimate relationship with God, which greatly affects their spiritual strength and their faith in their relationship with him. And no wonder Satan tries to build such strongholds in your mind. So how does Satan build these strongholds? You aren't going to, I ain't no good. I used to be what I used to be, baby. Thank God I ain't what I used to be. Okay, thank God I'm not what I used to be. Okay? He starts reminding us of our past and failures and sins. He brings up the things that we ought not to be dwelling upon. The ties to make us agree with him. Oh, how badly we fail. I didn't fail. It's great where God have me, but it's even greater where he's carrying me to. We have the choice to listen and agree with him or listen to God's word, which is telling us that those sins have been washed away. you confess with your mouth and believe it in your heart, God washes all your sins away. What can make me white as snow? Nothing but the blood. Huh? That's it. The devil baits and began to meditate on your failures. You give him ammunition. When you start meditating on your failure, well, I can't do this, and every time I tell him, well, so I'm going, okay then, all right, I'm going to talk with you later. You let it beat you down. But I'm not going to take be a part of it. Because the devil only comes, well, for three things in this world. He comes to kill, destroy, and devour. Neither one of them has no life in it. He debates you. He wants you to meditate upon your failure. He will begin to pull you down, pull down your spirituality, and strongholds begin to take over and develop in your life. We will begin to see ourselves as failure because we can't take the bait and choose to meditate on the lie, because he's the father of lies. The Bible said the devil is the father of lies. If you are a father, that means you birthed that thing. You gave life to that lie. A lie that the devil has fed us. It is also not uncommon to find a person. You see, the devil has always played on your mind, who picks up a demonic spirit through sin, such as like a fornication or a lying demon, whatever you want to call it, and that demon uses its newly gained right or ability in that person's mind to quickly build strongholds. Come on, you rebuke it. Rebuke that spirit. Send into the outer darkness, not the outer darkness, send it into the atmosphere. Uh-huh. And that demon uses his newly gained right or ability in the person's mind to quickly build stronghold. And since the demon is able to influence the person from the inside now, it can get the job done much quicker. This is why you must have the word in you. Have the word in you, and he can't dwell in you. This is not an uncommon scenario. You see, not only does the devil's spirit, demonic spirits, need to be driven out, but the stronghold also needs to be torn down. Yeah, God, you debauch, before the person will what? Experience a complete breakthrough. Demons kicked out and strongholds tore down. Strongholds can and do play a big part of how we feel. If we think we are a failure, guess what? We feel we are a failure. If you think you are hopeless, you will feel hopeless. If you know you are forgiven, you will feel clean inside. Did you see what I said? Not outside, inside. See, the devil works on the inside of you. Ah, yes. Because you know why? Because he knows the inside of you is the real you. He works in your spirit, man. Yes. If you know you are forgiven, you will feel clean. If you are constantly thinking of your past failures, you will see yourself as associated with them. And if you are constantly thinking of how you have been separated from your past, when the blood of Jesus has washed it away, you will feel bright, clean inside. Changing the way you think. And some people say it can make a big difference in the way you feel. You do not. We do this. Listen. You have to know how to tear down these strongholds. Strongholds are built up on deception and lies that we accept into our mind. So how do you counter a lie? How do you do that? How do you do that? Your counter deception with the truth. Where do we find the truth? In the Word of God. As we can see in Ephesians, this weapon is known as the sword of the Spirit. It cuts, destroys, which is the Word of God. 2 Corinthians tells us, we are told that our spiritual weaponry is designed to tear down strongholds. 2 Corinthians 10:3 and 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, mean not fleshly, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down what? Imagination and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we're going to bring it into captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ. This is one of the greatest verses that gives us a good idea, praise God, on how we are to go about tearing down strongholds in our mind. First, since the word sword of the Spirit is the offensive piece of our weaponry, it is a great tool for tearing down strongholds. You need to go on the offensive to tear down a stronghold. And the word of God is the weapon you cannot afford not to use. You can't go in a war to my night, just come in here to beat you down. No, baby, give it some word. All you have to do is give the word of God is the one that comes in and tear it down. So when the devil tries to tell us, you really messed up, haven't you? You need to counterfeit it with 1 John 3:5. Tell me that the reason Jesus went to the cross was to take away the sins. He, in Hebrews 8:12, tells me that even God has chosen to forgive my sin. Boy, listen at me right now. Devil hate that? Yes, he does. It reminds him of a day when he tried tempting Jesus. And Satan said to Jesus, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread. In Matthew 4:3. What did Jesus reply? What did Jesus reply with it? He said, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4. What did the devil do? After Jesus did that, a few times he had no choice but to hit the road and be gone. In effort, we are useless against Jesus. Jesus knew the relevant scriptures to quote and took away Satan's ability to influence him. People, let's go back to 2 Corinthians again and see what else he has to say. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war against the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but the mighty to God, through the pulling down of the stronghold, casting down imagination, everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. When you have the word, praise God, as we can see, we are told to cast down imaginations. We are imagining. They are things that we imagine. The devil usually puts them in our mind when he asks us a question that starts out with, what if? Don't waste your time, my friend, trying to reason things with the devil. Just throw it out and leave him hanging. Get your mind on God's word and off what the devil is trying to tell you. Listen to me carefully. What else are we told in these scriptures? We are to cast down every thought that comes into our minds that opposes the knowledge of God. What is the knowledge of God? Since God associated himself with his word, as he said, if anything comes into your mind that is contrary to God's word, throw it out. Do not waste your time about trying to reason with him. If Satan is trying to tell you that God is not wanting to forgive you, then don't listen to it. Why? Because his word says otherwise. Satan is a liar. He's the father of lies. He birthed the lie, the word of God. Not only do he want us to be forgiven our sins so that our relationship with him can be restored, he longs, which means he deeply desires to do so and be our Father, and we be his children. I pray, praise God, that you understand that these things that Satan brings to us are nothing but lies. Satan wants us to know. He don't want us to know his God's forgiveness and love and nature towards us even after we have messed up. He still loves us instead of us. Tonight, Let God do to us. These are the meditation I can give you for this, for these imaginary thoughts and things how the devil's coming to deceive you with scripture. Nothing but the word. The word of God is your way out. In the word of God, stop thinking about what Satan has been feeding you and begin to meditate on God's word. That is my word for you tonight. Don't let the devil influence you. Don't let the devil fill you with strongholds and deception. But know this. Know the word of God. Meditate on his word and do as the word of God tells you, and you will become free of the devil's deception. See, the devil got his strongholds built by causing you to meditate on his word. Turn around. Meditate on the word of God. Let God move on your behalf. I want to say I thank you once again. Be blessed. Because God is saying to you, there's no need for you to struggle. I have given you weaponry to use against the powers of the enemy. Use it or lose it. You be blessed.